Welcome to the Wisco Weekly Podcast. This is the inaugural episode. Today, I'll be sharing with you three different segments that I recorded over the last week. First one being dealers as customers and specifically talking about NADA. Second segment is going to be discussing dealers and SEO and what you should be looking for in your SEO and how to judge and qualify and quantify it. And the third is dealers lacking ideas, as I had a recent trip to Portland. Stay tuned. This is the Wisco Weekly Podcast. So dealers as customers, what do I mean by that? Well, vendors are always actively pursuing dealers for new business development opportunities. And so this is a great chance where dealers get to act like customers, right? Like specifically in the cases of NADA, where you have the trade show hall and you have all the copious amounts of vendors and their booth setups and all the dealers walking the aisleways. Well, this is where dealers get to act like customers, or where dealers are customers. You know, as a quick side note, it's always funny too when dealers walk through those aisles and they turn their badge around. If anything, vendors are so on top of that, and they may not specifically target those dealers, but good golly, I really want to start targeting those dealers because we all know what's going on here. Anyhow, when dealers act like customers, you know, as a vendor, you're trying to always actively engage with that dealer. If it's on the phone, if it's email, if it's text messaging, you're trying to stay in frequent communication so that a dealer has all of their questions answered, so that they can make the best decision. And hopefully you can persuade them, the vendor that is, can persuade the dealer to go towards that vendor side. Now, there are those times, though, where a dealer gets in these R&D moments, right? The research and development moments, where they are in the confines of their own office. They're not helping out any customers. They actually get to sit down, take a breath, sit in front of their computer, and then just research things. And those are those moments where vendors do a pretty good job of being able to deliver messages and content to the dealer when they are in these R&D moments. So perhaps that's through a series of YouTube videos. Perhaps that's an ebook that's downloaded, or perhaps it's even a podcast, right? Those R&D moments are so important for a vendor to be in front of a dealer so a dealer can consume content and information on their time. Now, you can compare this exactly with what you as dealers are trying to do with customers, where you may be in active engagement and active communication with the customer, be it, again, phone, email, text, but then the customer goes dark and you don't know exactly if they're going to be siding your way or not. Well, these are those times where, in the Google language of digital advertising, where you focus on more of the top of the funnel approach. The top of the funnel is creating brand awareness, as opposed to the lower funnel approach, where this is where customers would be submitting their information, submitting a lead essentially, right? It's so easy for dealerships to say, look, I only want to focus on that part of it, the lowest funnel where customers are submitting their information. It's easy. Why? Because, well, when customers are submitting their information, that means it's, you know, you're able to call upon that customer. But you cannot miss out on the opportunity of that top of the funnel where, you know, is it as cost effective? Well, more than likely not. Though, you know, the real cost, if any, is going to be in the production of creating that brand awareness. Of course, you can simply do a selfie type video and put it out there and rely on that to tell your story to the customer during those R&D moments. But if you are able to spend some more money on production of this video, it is well going to be worth the money and the time spent, because when customers are searching your dealership and if they are considering doing business with you, they now get to consume this message that you've given them on their own time. And so when dealers are customers, vendors are trying to do that same thing to you. You in turn want to be doing that with your customers. So be sure to be there for your customers during those R&D moments like vendors are to dealers. We're going to take a quick break. This is the Wisco Weekly Podcast. Hey, listeners, if you're in Southern California or traveling to Southern California, give us a call or drop us a line. We may have some ideas for you for things to do and discounts available when it comes to things car, food, and music related. Call us, drop us a line, 949-456-8335, 949-456-8335, or visit us on the web, weeklywiscopod.com, weeklywiscopod.com. Today, I'd like to talk about SEO and its current relevance and perception to a dealer. I just got off the phone with an advertising agency, and we were talking about it. What is SEO these days, and is it really as relevant to a dealer? And does a dealer kind of see some of this stuff too? And they question, is it relevant to them? And we started to go down this path where essentially, is SEO worth it to a dealer? Well, I guess it all depends. In one particular case where if SEO is your primary lead generator, and certainly as we are taking a look at the analytics of this dealership, their organic traffic and the leads that came out of their organic traffic was their number one source of lead generation year to date. And then if you take a look at the cost per sale, or cost per lead, I should say, of that, that amount, depending on certain prices and whatnot, you're probably looking at about $10 to $25. So, if you're under $60 a lead, I think you are doing pretty good for yourself. I mean, really good for yourself. It starts to get a bit hairy as you get into the $200 to $400 cost per lead, because that starts to take you to the auto buying programs, the AAAs, the Costcos, the TrueCars, things of that nature. So, those obviously are stronger leads in a lot of way, but certainly if your number one source of lead generation is SEO, and you've also are able to equate it to a cost per lead under, $60, I think definitely is well within your interest to continue to do SEO. So that is kind of what myself and this lovely lady at Brooks Advertising, I guess I'll mention it, but I can bleep that out later. But this is what we talked about today, and I think in moving forward, it was going to be in her best interest and eventually in the dealer's best interest to continue to do SEO until we take a look at the numbers again and to see what exactly the leads are, what exactly the costs are, and then working that all the way back to the keywords themselves. Okay, thanks for listening. Hope it was useful to you. That was good. This is my fourth podcast, and it's really lame to do by yourself. Anything is lame to do by yourself, trust me. Anyhow, I kid. But it's going really fun. I do want to give a shout out, because I know he's going to be listening to this. Nathan, thank you for putting all this together and making me sound much better than I actually am. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is the Wisco Weekly Podcast. This is the Weekly Wisco Podcast. So I just had a great trip coming back from Portland, Oregon to speak at the Oregon Independent Auto Dealers Association convention, one-day convention. That was on Saturday, October 21st. I even flew up there a couple days early so I could meet with dealers, and I think that was definitely one of the highlights of the trip. I met with seven dealers up there, and here are my thoughts on that. There
I had the chance to meet with three dealers who just seemed to really all come from the same place and understanding of what they want and how they want to operate their independent car business. They're definitely some of the common characteristics of these three dealerships. They're all selling high-end cars, European luxury, Japanese luxury, and then even some of the exotics too. Indoor warehouses or indoor showrooms are definitely another key element. And then in talking with the GMs or the owners, they're good people. Not to say that they're, of course they should be bad, but they're young, they're hungry, they're smart, they're doing the right things. They're trying to project the right image, trying to manage their operation, as responsibly as as possible, take care of their employees as best as possible. So these three dealers certainly project that, while, business is either flat. I don't presume business is not good. I'm going to be talking about the topics I was addressing during the convention, but the economy is doing good. So again, whether they are experiencing flat sales at the moment, it's certainly not a huge, huge dip in sales. So everything should be fairly status quo. So again, they just have their heads on straight. There was another dealer that I met with from iDrive Auto House. His name is Sammy. Sammy is a good dude also. He and I really got along pretty well, almost like it was kind of boys in the hood type talk. And he sells nothing but Audis, which I thought was pretty cool, being an Audi enthusiast myself. And so, we were wrapping out, and his situation really brings to light what I believe is happening in more than 50% of the dealership business, the dealership operation, be it if it's franchise or it's indie. And that is that, there's now so much information dealers get from companies, from the industry, just all this access to information. And the current dealer operations with regards to its leadership, and the leadership being kind of, there's this gray area of the original owners who are still involved in the business, and trying to, compete in today's day and age. And then there's the dealers whose sons or daughters, or there's a second generation that's starting to come in. And there's so much access to information for those second generation dealers and owners that, on one hand, I believe that they know now how to better use their money. If anything, I think that the real issue is that dealers lack ideas. They lack the ideas to implement digital, to execute on their digital operation, because it's like they know so much of the numbers already and the statistics and the odds of spending X amount of dollars to generate Y results, that they understand that so much now that they can't really think outside the box, or perhaps even make the little tweaks in their business to improve life and improve business life. Listeners, thank you. Thank you very much for tuning in to this week's episode of Wisco Weekly. Be sure to check us next time. Subscribe to our podcast. Call us or even email us. And if you have any questions, or if you want to discuss something, wrap out about something about your business, call us 949-456-8335 or visit us wiscoweeklypod.com. Thanks for listening. Check you out next time.